Hi, this is Derek Van Dyke, and this is part two of lesson five of the Your First Thousand coaching program. Now, if you want to make a lot more money and tap into a market of repeat buyers, you can offer resale rights to your product. It's a little more work, but it's worth the extra effort because you and your affiliates will make a lot more money, and if you do a good job, a lot of resellers will buy everything you offer in the future. Now, you've already seen what a reseller package looks like when we created your product in previous lessons. It comes with a generic sales page, a download page, and all the files in zip folders. So all you have to do now is create a new reseller package for your product. Now I've broken this down into 10 steps and we're gonna go through each one of those right now. Step two, you can make a free report brandable as optional, but I've included that because it adds perceived value to the offer. It actually adds value to the offer. Step one, we're gonna start with modifying the sales page. Now before you start, you should create a folder named reseller or whatever you want just to stay organized. So you want to copy the images directory and all the relevant files and just copy and paste them into the reseller folder. You can also create a folder for the downloads and a folder for your email follow-ups and promotional emails for your affiliates if you include those in your offer. Once you have all the files copied over, you should go through each one of the HTML files and change your name and personal information to make it generic. That includes your company name and your address, and don't forget to change the support link because you don't want them using your support desk. Now I just add your name, your company, address, city, state, zip, and then on the order form I have yes, first name. So they need to change all that. And you need to make it all generic for every single page, including the download page, confirmation page, and even the privacy statement and the disclaimer. For the next step, we use Viral PDF to create a .exe file that your customers, they just open the application, enter their links, and it brands a PDF file. Viral PDF has three different editions, and I recommend the Silver edition. So scroll down here, click on Silver, to find out more about this product. The main advantage of the Silver edition is that it automatically displays all the hyperlinks in a PDF, and you can use tag text, like their name can be branded, or they can add their own URL. Now the software comes with complete instructions, but I just wanna go through and give you some tips for creating viral PDF documents. Okay, so the first step is to open up your report and add all the letters, numbers, and symbols that may appear in any of your links in the report. Now, I don't want to make this too complicated, and you can read all about it in the help file, but I've included a file named viralpdf.txt with this lesson, and if you open it up, you'll see all the letters in uppercase and lowercase, and all the symbols and numbers. So you just copy that, and you want to go to the bottom of your report, and you'll see that I've already pasted the code here, and it's you can't see it because it's white. But you'd paste your code, all these letters, numbers, and symbols. And let's see where they go. Okay, they're still white. And this is what they would look like, okay? So the reason you do this is because every link that's in your report has to be able to brandable by the application. And to make a complicated thing simple, it just has to be all these letters, numbers, and symbols have to be the same exact font and size as the text in the links. So let me show you exactly what I mean. Now I've made all of my links Georgia 14 point, and you can see right here Georgia 14 point and bold. Okay, the highlighting doesn't matter, it's just the font size, the font face, and whether it's bold or not. Okay, so and the color doesn't matter of the text either, it's just a hyperlink. So that's why this is bold Georgia 14. Okay, so you want to make all of your links the same. You don't want to make some, I mean, if you do make some unbold, then you'd have to copy this whole thing, okay, paste it again, and make these unbold and these bold. Okay? So, and then what you do, now again, if you use Arial font or Tahoma font, then you need to change the font. Okay, for this, it's Georgia 14. And then what you do is you take all this and you make the color white so it doesn't actually show up in the ebook. Okay? And that's what you see up here. And I think that's the main sticking point that all my clients have had when they try to create these viral PDF reports. So I try to make it simple. It's kind of complicated exactly how it works, but all you have to do is make sure that it's in the same font and size and either bold or not bold or italic or not italic. And then make sure that every link in your PDFs is exactly the same font and size. So once you have that done, then you just convert this to a PDF. And Word has a built-in PDF generator. You just save this as a PDF. Scroll down here for you. Okay, so you save as PDF. Now, if you don't have Word, you can also use OpenOffice to create PDFs. And you can also download a free PDF printer at pdfprinter.com. And I'll add that resource to the checklist. So once you have your PDF created, then you just load your viral PDF Silver Edition. And I didn't use any tags in this. I'm using just display all hyperlinks. So now I just open my PDF, and that's Facebook Marketing Secrets, and it found one hyperlink. Okay, and this will, there's one hyperlink, there's five occurrences, or that's page five, but we have selected hide duplicates, so there's four different occurrences, okay? But there only needs to be one that they enter. You wanna make it super simple, okay? So now I just click sign, and it will output to an exe file. Okay, now I can load my new brander. And just as a side point, the reason we're doing this is so that my customers can change the hyperlink inside the free report that leads back to my domain name. So let's say that they created, or I bought this product and I wanted to just add it to my domain, derekvandyke.com/, and I created a folder called fan page traffic. Okay, now I can change all the hyperlinks inside this book so all the leads come back to my site to buy the product. So what you're seeing right now is what your customers will actually get in the reseller package. So then they'll just hit rebrand. And then if I go open that ebook, I'll make this a little smaller, scroll down. Now if you'll see in one of the links here, if I scroll over that, it says Derek Van Dyke, oops, fan page traffic system, or fan page traffic. So it's the link that I branded this report with. And that's it. So instead of distributing the PDF or a zip file, you just distribute this EXE file so they can brand it with their affiliate links. So the next step is to create a reseller license and instructions to distribute with your reseller package. And the instructions are that's what shows them how to set this up. Now you can also create a video, but I like to have the instructions written down so I can follow them along if I make the video too. Now in the templates directory, I've included two files and you can open these up and modify them as you need. Just enter your product name and you can set a minimum price for this. You can say what you can and cannot do with the package. So if you're selling master resale rights, then you give them master resale rights. Otherwise, they don't have master resale rights. There's information about fire sales, membership sites, including it as a bonus. So you just go through and decide what you want to include in your reseller file. And some of that will also be dependent on the reseller license that came with the package you purchased. So review your license file and decide what you want to offer, and then convert this doc file to a PDF. So next up we have the reseller instructions. So it's the same thing, you just add your product name here and then modify the steps, okay, depending on what is included in your reseller package. So you want to change the names of the files, okay? If you have a free report, you can leave those in. If you you know, add the name of the EXE file, if you have a branded report, just go through and give them all the steps they need to take to get this online and sell it. And if you have Camtasia, I recommend that you make a short video to walk them through the steps, because you'll have a lot fewer support requests if you show them exactly what they're supposed to do. So once you have all the files ready to go, you just want to add them to a zip folder, and then we'll create our download page. Okay, so we'll open the reseller folder and we'll highlight everything. Don't need that. Okay, and then right click and send to zip. Okay, and then we'll just rename this something like fan page traffic system reseller.zip. Now you'll notice that I didn't include all the videos in this zipped archive, because it'll just make the download too huge. And I know from experience that people get frustrated when they try to download something and it gets interrupted and they have to start over from scratch. So I like to break the videos up individually and let them download them one at a time. So then I just link to them on the download page. So let's look at the download page. Okay, this is the original download page for the customers. So now we want to create another download page for resellers. And we'll just save this as another file. I've already created Dload Resell 4321. You can name it anything you want. All right, so we open that up. And you don't distribute this file with your resell rights package unless you are giving them master resell rights. In this case, they're just getting resell rights, so this is just for my use. So all I had to do was change this from the manual, because I included the manual in the reseller package, to reseller, okay? And the bonus and all the videos are separate, and so I'm just gonna link to that reseller package. Okay, and as you can see, it's already set to fptsreseller.zip. Now your reseller customers are a totally different breed of marketers, okay? The end user is looking to get traffic from Facebook, and the resellers who buy the resell rights to this are looking to flip this product and then turn around and sell it to their list. So on this page, you might want to add something like, you could add another resell rights product that you have for 50% off, a special offer, and then follow up with, in your follow-up system, with that same offer, okay? Or you could add an affiliate program that links to another page that's selling PLR or a PLR membership, or like Resell Rights Express is $30 a month, you make 15 bucks a month, so you can link to that. So anything that has to do with Resell Rights, PLR, or an ebook or video course that shows them how to make money with PLR. Now you can also add an unadvertised bonus right here to help with customer retention, and then add below the bonus, so they scroll down to get the bonus, and then right below that, there's another offer for 50% off another Resell Rights product or an affiliate product. So whatever offer you make on this page, you want to follow up in your email, because repetition sells products. So the next step is to create a new list. You want to get these people on a totally separate list, because they're going to follow up differently with these customers. And then we're going to add the immediate autoresponder. And notice down here that I say you can offer another resell rights product as an unadvertised bonus or special offer, i.e. 50% off. So that's what I just talked about in the last step. Now you already know how to create a list. So what I would do is, in this situation, I had FPTS customers, and then I'd create another one called FPTS resellers. And I've also added the follow-up emails for leads, customers, and resellers. These are just the immediate autoresponders. So you can use this template or you can create your own to thank them and then give them a special offer for or an unadvertised bonus or both. And remember to always remind them of what's coming the next day or the next couple of days. Now, once you create your new list and add your immediate autoresponder, you should copy the list name because the next step, we're going to create a new product in the Surefire Prop system. And then we're going to add the recent rights option to the sales page and add your order link to the add to cart button. And finally, we will upload everything to the server and test the sale. Okay, so once you're logged into your Surefire Profit System account, then just click on products, and then you can either just find your product or you can search for fan page. Now, I've already copied this product, so I'm going to delete this. And I'll show you how to do this. Okay, so it's set to one penny, but that was just for testing in the last video. So we're just going to copy this and make it a resale rights product. Okay, very simple. And I'm just gonna call this reseller package. Okay, fan page traffic system reseller package. And the return URL is gonna be deload resell 4321. Remember, we want to copy and paste this into the browser and make sure that it goes to the right place, okay? That's the easiest way to test. All right, and then we have, let's see, that's for the offer details. So we need to go back to the product details, and now we have to change the list name, and you should copy and paste this, remember, so you know it's exactly correct. Okay, so for the offer details, you want to set the price, and I'm selling this for $27, buy now, and I'm going to pay mass pay, 70% commission on the upsell, and then I'll save this, and then copy the order link to the clipboard, and then we'll go back to the sales letter, and as you can see, I've already added the reseller information, and you can copy this from the sales letter template. I'll show you that in a second, but right now we have, this is the $17 order link, and then for this one, we're gonna add the second order link. Okay, now this is where you can say exactly what you can do with this product, so they know ahead of time, and then you can also, you know, that's a fully explained in the reseller license agreement, but you can tell them exactly what they get. Okay, they get the email follow-up sequence, a banner. If you don't have a video tutorial, you can just say step-by-step tutorial to show you how to set it up. Restate your guarantee, and you get all this for $27, and then the price will go up on a specific date or very soon. So that's all in the original sales letter template that came with this lesson, or the last lesson, lesson two. So if you scroll down to the bottom, you can just copy and paste this template if you want to, or you can create your own. And remember, unless you're selling master resale rights, you're not going to distribute this sales letter with the reseller information. You're going to take this out, and I'll show you what it looks like. In the reseller package, this is what they get, and there's no reseller information. Now here's a little sneaky trick that I didn't really show you before, but in the book, the actual book that they get to sell, let's see, okay, the fan page traffic system. Now I've made this generic, and I added a link back to my sales page where they can buy the resale rights. Now also note that in the table of contents, I've included a link to an order form where they can purchase the resale rights directly from the PDF. Okay, they just click on this link and it takes them straight to the order page, PayPal, where they can buy the ebook from me, okay, or the reseller package. So I'm basically giving people the rights to resell my product, but the customers, their customers, have to come back to me to get the resale rights. And that is one of the many benefits of being the product owner, the creator of the product, okay? So the last step is to test an order for the resale rights product. And remember, there are two ways to test. You can test an order, you can change the price to a penny and actually test from one PayPal account to the other, or you can just check the download page, all right, copy and paste that link into the offer, okay, to make sure it actually goes there, and then go back to the product details and copy and paste the customer list name. That's what I do when I add a new product because I know the system works. So that's it for this video. In the next video, I'm going to show you how to set up your affiliate offer.